It's time.
I would take your legs out and I would pummel the crap out of you.
For the emergency break of the week.
And then I would call for Lucifer to eat your soul.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You ain't no frickin', you're not a frickin' reverend, you're a frickin' freak.
By a wheels-off comment.
Freak!
Or technical meltdowns.
Getting a little bit hysterical, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That one's still real to us. The e-break is brought to you by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates, and I guess we'll let you vote at 888-787-1310. Let's try to have a good one today. Let's try to be great today. All right, candidate number one in the emergency break of the week comes to us from the hard line. Corby Davidson, trying to talk about the University of Texas. But that's not what he said.
All right, let's come back with Tom Hicks, and we got into the University of Texas.
The what?
The uterus.
The uterus of Texas.
That would be Austin.
And how close were they to getting Nick Saban?
Trying to be real serious and everything, and he didn't scream laugh at himself, which is something different for Corby, but yeah.
God, that's funny.
The uterus of Texas. One more time.
All right, let's come back with Tom Hicks, and we got into the uterus, University of Texas.
The what?
The uterus.
The uterus of Texas.
That would be Austin.
And how close were they to getting Nick Saban?
Funny. Corby, candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the Normandy show. Mike Soroy, their trusty producer. He has funny voice from time to time. We all enjoy it when he talks really fast and talks about metal bats. Well,
they have metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
Another example of Mike Soroy funny voice that stopped down their show.
You've been to Tampa. You've seen the park. From the outside?
Yes.
Okay. Mike, you've seen the park from the outside?
Inside and outside, yeah.
Whoa! First of all, I've done games from inside, but let's take outside for a minute.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
What?
I think you need to sit this segment out.
I'm just taking a deep breath.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Dude, I'm just going to say, if you want to pass it, just walk it in here and pass it if you want. I don't know what the hell's going on. Jeez.
Does it look to you like that ballpark's off balance?
Was he vaping? What was he doing?
Yes. Yeah, it sounds like he was holding something in. I don't know if it was a vape hit or a bong hit or what, but he was holding something in.
Inside and outside, yeah.
Inside and outside, yeah.
Inside and outside, yeah. Inside and outside, yeah.
Oh, good. We have another Soroy drop. All right. One more time, the whole thing.
You've been to Tampa. You've seen the park. From the outside?
Yes.
Okay. Mike, you've seen the park from the outside?
Inside and outside, yeah.
Whoa. First of all, I've done games from inside. Whoa. But let's take outside for a minute.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
What?
I think you need to sit this segment out.
I'm just taking a deep breath.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Dude, I'm just going to say, if you want to pass it, just walk it in here and pass it if you want. I don't know what the hell's going on. Jeez.
Does it look to you like that ball?
That stadium's off balance. All right, way to go, Mike. Got another Soroy drop. All right, candidate number three is Danny from Team Hardline. He thought, you know, he delivered the news... Is it 10 years ago Michael Jackson passed away? 10 years ago, a few days ago. He delivered the big news about Michael Jackson. He thought he had another big death announcement here, but the hardline had no idea who he was talking about.
On us.
Ruh-roh.
Breaking news, gentlemen, because character actor and star of All That Jazz, The John Larroquette Show, and ALF... Max Wright is dead at 75 after a long battle with cancer.
Who?
He was the dad from ALF.
All right.
Hear that, Mike?
Okay.
Yeah, I hear it, but I have no idea who that is.
If you saw him, you'd know him.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Max.
R.I.P., Max. I'm sorry to make light of your passing, but I don't know who you are.
So Danny wasn't kidding? Like, that wasn't a joke break-in?
No, that was a break-in. Like, he thought he really had something there.
We have a good drop from Ty now, too.
On
the dad from Alf.
Yeah. That was the dad from Alf. Yeah, now that guy's an actor. That was an underrated show, that Alf.
He had some problems, didn't he, that dad from Alf?
Did he? Well, yeah, obviously at the end, he had cancer, Gordon.
Alf star Max Wright's twisted life of sex and drugs before death revealed. The disgrace actor turned to gay porn after his fall from grace.
Really?
Yeah. He bottomed out with addictions to alcohol and crack-fueled orgies with homeless men.
He didn't rope Alf into that, too, did he? I hope Alf had a better post-show career than he did.
Have you ever had crack-fueled orgies with homeless men?
No.
Homeless men?
Oh, chair.
Oh, sweet chair.
All right, one more time, the big announcement from Danny.
On us. Rut-row.
Breaking news, gentlemen, because character actor and star of All That Jazz, the John Larroquette Show, and Alf, Max Wright, is dead at 75 after a long battle with cancer.
Who?
He was the dad from Alf.
All
you
right.
Hear that, Mike?
Okay.
Yeah, I hear it, but I have no idea who that is.
If you saw him, you'd know him.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Max.
R.I.P., Max. I'm sorry to make light of your passing, but I don't know who you are.
All right, not so big an announcement from Danny, but he is candidate number three. Corby is candidate number one, then Mike Saroy or Danny Bayless. 888-787-1310. Let's do this right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello? Sports caller?
Let's just quit.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers. It's your old late night buddy, Sparrow, on the bench, wanting to vote for the emergency break of the week in the city by the bay. Go ahead and give me over my fellow alcoholic buddy, Mike Saroy. Good morning to you.
Boy, that
not one of the better Pharrells
on you.
But a decent attempt anyway, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal size, born.
No. Hello, yep. You're on Sports Radio 1310.
Phone call from Lower Heaven.
Oh, wait, hold it a second.
Should we
guys.
Take it?
Hold it, guys. We'll take the call.
All right.
To honor 4th of July next week, Coco consult historic squirrel monkey Goliath today. Goliath was true American Jesus-loving primate. Goliath ride Redstone rocket for Air Force back in 1961. Unfortunately, rocket explode 35 seconds after takeoff.
Oh, 35 seconds.
Yeah. And entire payload, including little Goliath, rained down on Cape Canaveral in beautiful heavenly fireballs.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
That's a very sad story.
Well, who you vote for, Coco?
Coco and Goliath vote for Baby Womb Corby.
Okay. Thank
he
you.
He has no word for uterus.
He's going to run out of primates at some point, right?
Yeah, he's got to.
He's
got to
be struggling.
Now he's
already going
to test pilots. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, sports. Cast one down for Corby's Fallopian Fantasy.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me Corberly and the Colorado State Rams are going to win it all. Back to you, Craig.
Colorado State Rams. All right.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The two greatest show hosts in the history of the ticket are Dogaloose and the Puddin'.
Agreed. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. This is Dane Manley, the influencer, and I'm in Amarillo, about to head to Colorado. I vote for Corby, the Snake Davidson.
Okay. Hey, thanks for checking in from my birthplace.
Gorgeous. Amarillo. Have fun in Colorado. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Cartoons.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sports caller. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy from Mike Soroy.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Yeah.
That's so current. So current.
What's that?
Oh, I think he's a Kubi.
Oh, well, we have ourselves a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Corby Davidson has won the E-Break.
All right, let's come back with Tom Hicks, and we got into the uterus, University of Texas.
What?
The uterus?
The uterus of Texas.
That would be Austin.
And how close were they to getting Nick Saban?
How many wins is that for Kirby?
That is his 63rd win, 44 behind Norman Himmler Hitzkus.
63, not bad. Not bad there for Corby. Well, he has me, Gordo, ahead of him. He's like fourth, right? Fourth or fifth, somewhere in there. All right, there's your winner for this week, Corby Davidson.